What is a human? What makes one human, I ask you? An intelligent species with extraordinary intellectual capabilities, with the capacity for abstract thought, complex cultural behaviour, and artistic abilities which differentiate us from all other species? When thinking about ourselves, some things can seem more important than they really are. Whatever. Life is made really interesting by our interactions with other people, isn't it? These encounters form us and make us who and what we are. Humans. Homo sapiens sapiens. I too am one of the doubly wise people. And I carry a secret within me. When I was discovered in 2002 in the Peștera Cu cave in Romania, the researchers knew as soon as they examined my skull that I was something special. They realized that I have features typical of archaic humans, like my delicate cranium, for example, but also features typical of Neanderthals, like my large face and massive teeth. They wanted to be absolutely sure of their findings, however, and 10 years later, they examined my DNA. It delivered the proof. 9% of my DNA comes from Neanderthals, considerably more than the 4% that all other Europeans possess. What a surprise! Me, the result of interbreeding between modern humans and Neanderthals in Europe. Until that point in time, researchers believed that archaic humans and Neanderthals had only come into contact in the Middle East. My group belonged to the first wave modern human immigrants who came to Europe more than 40,000 years ago. In my family, the story is told that many years ago, we moved around the area far to the east, near the Black Sea, where Neanderthals and other humans, like the Denisovans, lived. We encountered each other and, well, what can I say? There appears to have been some very close contact now and then. My great-great-grandmother was the result of some hanky-panky between her mother and a Neanderthal man. Was it love? Who can say? This great-great-grandmother grew up as a mixed-species child in my family and sought out an archaic human husband when she was grown up and old enough to have children of her own. Interaction with other humans is part of our family history and part of yours too.